What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Third down, and Milton throwing it. No, he won't throw it. He'll be sacked for a safety. A little more presence. He's got to get rid of the ball. Milton sacked for a safety by Marquise Robinson.
Not a good start. And not a good start for Star Up, Star Down on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks to the Tolos as part of the 6 a.m. Club on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube. Choppy is out on vacation this week. Bobby Belt was in Arlington. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. Give us your Cowboys report card at 877-881-1053.
The leadoff here has to be, and it has to be because I was instructed by Zach Wolchuk as we're walking out of halftime.
To praise Matt Stafford?
Pretty close. I mean, it was another quarterback thing, but he's walking in front of me, turns around, he points at me, like almost sticks his finger in my chest. He's like, "You better go as hard after Milton as you did after Trey Lance last year." I'm like, oh gosh, we still got Trey Lance loyalists around here.
Yeah, but Zach tweeted, "This is unfair to the rest of the team." That's what he ended up saying. Like, enough is enough. This is unfair in the evaluation for the rest of the Cowboys, with Joe Milton in the first half going 2-for-8 passing, 14 yards, 1 interception, the passer rating a 0.0. For the game, he ends up 9-of-18 for .122, no touchdowns and a pick.
When you see the safety that we just played coming back, the call Sham had of the safety, that was like, when I saw that, I was like, he can't be out there. Not right now. He can be out there right now. I don't care. Zach and I differ a little bit. We talked about it in the postgame. He and I differ a little bit on how unfair it may be to the rest of the team to have him out there. I don't think it particularly is. To me, I think a lot of this stuff, when Mingo gets free in the first game, I think the team looks at it and goes, better ball, he's there.
And man, does Milton love Mingo.
He does. Well, and now Mingo's got his knee that he's dealing with, according to Todd Archer. So we'll see how long that takes for him to get back. But
so why is this different? Because RJ Ochoa blogging the boys was pointing out the differences. Just explain it for the radio audience. Why is this different from Trey Lance?
I don't think it totally is. Now, here's the thing. There's a few different things that are different. But in general, is he just as maddening when you watch him out there as it was with Trey Lance last year? Yeah. Is it just as bad? Yeah, a lot of ways it is. The difference is that Trey Lance was in year 5 or whatever he was, 4 or 5. He was a former top 3 pick, and it's somebody that you gave up a 3rd rounder for, or a 4th rounder, whatever you did. Like, you gave up to, like, the idea of just like, I'm going to buy low on a guy who we think, if he hits big, there's still a lot of positive thought about this guy and who he can be. And so Trey Lance was a different question in terms of pedigree and things like that. Milton was a 6th round pick for a reason. Like, that's where he went because everybody knew how raw he was and how much, like, man, it's the tools are all there.
A 5th, right?
5th or 6th. I can't remember.
Dane Brugler tweeted during the game, a 5th, this is what he is, a 5th felt too rich.
A lot of people feel that way about him. Is that the thing is that it's such a big leap to say, you have all the tools, but are you ever going to put it together? Like, are you ever going to become a football player? And that's you didn't know that question. You didn't know the answer to that. And he's shown flashes at times. When he throws the ball, that throw he threw down the sideline, it was beautiful.
Yes.
It was a great throw. That's great. He can't see free rushers coming. He had no awareness on that safety that there was a rusher coming. And it was right up the gut. I mean, there were 2-3 different times where you saw him point out somebody at the line of scrimmage, like point out a rusher and say, like, ah, he's coming. That guy doesn't come. And then somebody else does, and they run free, and now he's rushing a throw again. It's maddening to watch him. I'm not done with him, though.
This is
like
what
I was with Lance.
This is what Ochoa said. This is much better than the Trey Lance situation if you allow yourself to calm down a little bit. Milton is a second-year player getting the time to learn and grow that he needs at this stage. That never happened with Trey. Dallas acquired Lance at the end of the preseason in his 3rd year.
Yeah, and Lance when Lance came back around, Lance was obviously somebody that they brought in. He got the full offseason. Then he came into training camp and he still looked bad. Like, this is when we saw Lance look this bad, it was after a full year of sitting here and the full reset had been hit. That's not the case with Milton. Milton got here this offseason. He's obviously had time to work on things, but he was somebody who he could have been in the system the last 2 years, and they're still, let's put him out there for every single rep, basically, during these games, because we need him to get the reps. We need him to learn how to play the game. That's why, to me, if you're telling me which is more valuable, Joe Milton getting every rep during the preseason and learning how to play football, or making sure Will Greer's in there so that Jalen Cropper can catch a slant, I'm going to take Joe Milton and just take my chances with, we'll figure out, we'll get the evaluation right of the receivers. Let me see Joe Milton get reps, though, and work on getting better.
Cowboys offense in the first half, safety taken, three and out, turnover on downs, three and out. And I kind of charted Joe's day. Safety on the first drive with that DB blitz. He was way off to Jalen Cropper on a third and one. He throws the interception right after, the first play after the Kamon Hall pick, the overthrow into double coverage. That was awful. And he's way behind Mingo on a third and four. You're off the field. And then the great throw to Mingo with the bomb for 49.
I did like seeing the, it's a very brief thing, but I did like seeing the Schottenheimer Dak relationship, the visual representation of it very briefly there after the Milton interception, where Shotty's basically over there talking to him and then like basically turns to Dak and goes like, you got this.
It was like 3 seconds with Shotty pointing something out, and then it seemed like it was 3 seconds with Dak.
Yeah.
With Joe.
Either it's like Shotty like, hey, you got this, I'm gonna go back to coaching now. Like just in terms of that, they understand things the same way. It looked to me like visual representation of these two at least. God, think similarly.
You got to figure out a way to shoehorn some Dak positive.
That's not even a Dak positivity.
What do you take from Joe Milton's performance? Dak is a great coach.
That is not even a Dak positivity thing. And by the way, we know he's a great coach. We saw he got Will Greer claimed by the Bengals with that play calling he had a couple of years ago. Dear God.
That's
a real play caller, not Mike McCarthy.
Brian Schottenheimer on if he is concerned with Joe.
I wouldn't say I'm concerned. I mean, you know, again, he, you know, we didn't get into rhythm offensively. You know, it's what we did in the first half against the Rams. You know, I think came out with a little bit of a different mindset in terms of trying to run the ball. They got him, they fooled him a little bit on the safety on the third down there. We're trying to get the ball of his hand fast, and they showed down one side, Calvin, and brought the blitz from the other side, and it just spooked him, and he's got to try to throw that ball away, and his feet were kind of talking to him. But it wasn't just Joe. I mean, we got to be able to run the ball better, got to take care of the football. You know, he throws the ball with a lot of tempo. I thought Hunter had a ball. He could have made a catch on the over. And again, you hit a couple of those things and it gets you going. You know, sometimes, you know, you need somebody to help you make a play. And, I don't think we did a great job of that. I just told the guys, I said, hey, the bottom line is this, you know, we're not going to say that that's just a preseason game. We're not just going to say, oh, we'll be fine. You know, we're going to look at it, because the fact that, you know, we really lost both halves, that is something that, you know, we have to get corrected. There's too many good football players, too many good coaches for us to perform the way that we did tonight.
The fan text, the Frankel and Frankel injury attorneys fan text is, I wouldn't say melting down.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
But they're overheating is what I'm seeing here. We got Shoddy as Campo 2.0. The question is Schottenheimer really this bad? Not Milton. Look, I understand this hasn't been great from Joe Milton. I don't know that there's a damn thing you can take out of these first two games that will tell you anything good or bad really about Brian Schottenheimer yet. That to me, I don't know.
Buffalo lost last night 38-0.
Just take a breath. It's not that. And look,
this is why we have legit or loco at 720.
Shoddy
is the Cowboy take and the meltdowns on social media legit or loco.
Shoddy is not the reason that Milton is just missing people and that Milton is not seeing a blitz coming and just getting lit up in the end zone. That's not on Schottenheimer. That, like I said, Schottenheimer may or may not be a good coach. We'll find out. This is not the time to judge. If they won this game 45-0 and they won the previous game 52-3, it'd be the same line. This doesn't tell us anything about him as a head coach yet.
Brian, do you think you could win a game without Dak if you needed Joe in the regular season?
Yeah, I think we have to believe that. I think we do believe that. You know, I think, again, when you put a game plan together for these guys and, you know, whether you're playing with Joe or you're playing with Will, you know, you're going to have a plan of how you want to play. Hey, look, Cooper Rush has played in this league for a long time. You know, what he did tonight, it didn't surprise anybody in the first half. I mean, I've seen him do that for the last 3 years. And so Joe Milton's in year two, you know. And so, again, I'm not panicked. Again, it's not just them. It's us as coaches. It's the other players. It's all that. But the biggest thing for me is, again, we just, you know, we have to balance up the time of possession. You know, we had the defense out there for over 40 minutes. That's too long. Why is that? Well, we weren't very good on third down. And we got to be better on third down. And they had a couple of wrinkles in the blitz game that we need to handle a little bit better. But for the most part, it's just really us executing. Or tonight, not executing.
I love listening to him speak. it's just refreshing in a press conference still. But that little segment of an answer response, that's what caused the meltdown over the weekend. When he said, I wouldn't say I'm concerned. We didn't get in a rhythm. It wasn't just Joe. On the backup QB spot, I feel like I don't have to decide anything today. Do you have a QB you can trust? I think we have to believe that. I think we do believe that. I'm not panicked. Y'all, what the hell do you want him to say? Would you rather him stand up there? What good does it do for him to say, yes, I'm panicked. Yes, we are freaking out. No, we do not have a backup quarterback on this roster. Can he say it? A few of you got that over the weekend.
Panicked.
This was the series of quotes that had people losing their minds, thinking Brian Schottenheimer was delusional. He's in front of the microphone answering media questions for the entire world and DFW to hear. Come on. Use a little bit. Little bit of common sense there.
And here's the thing. Joe Milton, we're talking about a guy who there are certain players you do want to press. You do probably want to get up there in a press conference and just say, yeah, look, he's got to be better. Joe Milton's not that guy. Joe Milton is the guy right now that they're trying to build his confidence and make him feel like, hey, you're coming along. This is good. This is progress. This is what we need. There are some guys you push this button, some guys you push that button. Jimmy Johnson himself said, they were talking about, do you treat this player different? And Jimmy Johnson's quote was always, do you treat your kids the same? Do you raise all your kids the same? Do you parent them the same way? The answer is no. You parent kids a certain way based on, you know, you kind of meet them where they are. And they're meeting Joe Milton where he is. That's what they're doing right now.
Joe gave himself a D after the Rams opener. Does he feel like he has to put on a show against the Falcons? Last preseason game Friday on The Fan, does Milton have to put on a show?
I want to say I have to, like, just have to put something on film. I just feel like I need to just get better day by day, and that's just getting 1% better and taking that up to 2%. Just try to get better, challenging my teammates around me to keep pushing me, and I just keep pushing myself too.
A week ago, Jerry Jones said on acquiring Joe Milton to Christie in the pregame here on The Fan, I have to pinch myself. That is looking like a quote right now that could come back to haunt.
Again. So,
a universal star down for Joe Milton against Baltimore.
Got to look, if you really want to get me over game, if you're worried about Dak missing a game or two at a time, you need to look at bringing somebody else in here if you don't trust Will Greer.
877-881-1053. That's the assessment of the quarterback and the coach. What about the rest of the roster? Star up, star down continues with Sean and Bobby right here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.